Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Benson Fixer, and I'll be your host tonight on Inside MLB, and we'll be discussing my topics, including who's the number one pick for the 2016 draft. Cruz, an easy choice for American League designated hero. Today's starting lineup is June 12th. Cruz Houston debuts tonight versus Felix. Five box will land spots for Cueto and more. Fans, remember, you too can be a part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. On this day in baseball history, one moment, we are having some technical difficulties, but we will give you the on this day in baseball history momentarily, and it is now time. So, again, on this day in baseball history, in 12th in baseball history, I'm so sorry. Please, we are having some technical difficulties, but we are hoping to resolve them momentarily. So please stay tuned. And on the same baseball history, in 1839, due to an erroneous eyewitness account, Abner Doubleday is given credit for establishing the first baseball game is played in America. The Hall of Fame, which opens a century later in Cooperstown, celebrates the origin of our national pastime in the small upstate New York town, although it's doubtful the West Point cadet was ever there or ever watched a baseball game. So a very interesting legend with Abner Doubleday. It's probably just an urban legend, but you never know with this stuff. It could be true, so that's why we have to do it on this day in baseball history. And it is now time, and for the baseball joke of the day. And before we get into that, actually, we do have the baseball joke of the day right here. All right, ready, set, go. Confucius say, baseball, very funny game. Man with four balls, no can walk. That's the baseball joke of the day. Now it's time for the random part of the day. And this guy is a pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. He is number 47, I believe. And been with the Reds for a long time now. He won 20 games last year. And is really supposed to get traded this year because of how poorly the Reds are doing. He is their ace. He was born in San Pedro de Macorís, in the Dominican Republic, and he's age 29. He's been number 47 this whole time. In 2008, he's played with the Reds. So you can call it at 516-666-9990 or on Twitter at www.blogtalkradio.inside MLB with your guesses for the random player of the day. And now it's time to go into our first topic. And today, just concluding the MLB draft, which we did a recap show yesterday on, we're already looking towards the 2016 draft. So who, in my mind, is the number one pick for the 2016 draft? Scouts head right back out to find talent during the summer showcase circuit season. All 40 rounds and 1,250 picks of the 2015 draft are now in the books. Ready to dive into 2016? Scouts for all 30 teams will be doing just that very shortly. A summer showcase circuit season is jam-packed with must-see events. The Elite College Woodback Cape Cod League began on Tuesday. On the high school side, the Perfect Game National Showcase starts next Wednesday. The Parrish High School All-American Games ends the summer in mid-August. The summer scene allows scouts to set up follow lists, setting priorities for who to watch for the following spring. The summer can be vitally important if a player gets hurt or weather doesn't allow for good looks in the spring. What scouts see against top competition over the summer can become vital in making draft decisions next June. Teams will undoubtedly change several times as the summer wears on and, of course, between now and next spring. But here's a quick look at the top high school and college prospects who could have first-round-type talents of 2015. So in college, Nick Banks, an outfielder for Texas A&M. Banks has some tools to be excited about. With solid speed and a good left-hand swing, he hit 364, 450, 492 as a sophomore for the Aggies. Banks is playing for the Bourne Braves in the Cape Cod League this summer. Alec Hampton, right-handed pitcher, Oklahoma. The 6'7", 235-pound right-hander has a fastball that he throws in the 94 to 98 mile per hour range. A nasty slider, and he whips out a downer curve at times. He has been making a good changeup boot. Hampton won 5-6 with a 3.95 ERA and struck out more than 10 batters per inning in 2015 as Oklahoma's Sunday starter. Connor Jones, right-handed pitcher, Virginia. Jones stepped up as Virginia's Friday starter when Nathan Kirby went down with an injury, helping the Cavaliers make it to the College World Series. The right-hander, who was a 21st-round pick in 2013, because of signability, has gone 7-2 with a 2.96 ERA, while striking out more than a batter an inning. Jones can touch the mid-90s with his heavy fastball. Combining with a very good changeup and a solid breaking ball, he's on the Orleans Firebirds roster this summer in the Cape. Matt Crook, left-handed pitcher, Oregon. Taken with the 35th overall pick in the draft by the Marlins in 2014, Crook failed his physical and opted to head the University of Oregon. He had Tommy John surgery in April 2014 and didn't come back to pitch in 2015, though he slated to pitch for the Warren Gateman in the Cape this summer. When healthy, Crook has shown a low to mid-90s fastball and an outstanding breaking ball. A.J. Puck, left-handed pitcher, Florida. The 6'7" lefty won 9-3 with a 3.96 ERA. 16 appearances, 13 of them starts for the Gators in 2015. Puck struck out 99 and 72 and two-thirds innings. He's been a bit uneven in his college career, but he can crank his fastball up into the upper 90s and misses a lot of bats. After Puck is done in Omaha, he played to join Jones on that Orleans Firebird staff in the Cape. High school. Seth Beer, Lambert High School. It might be tough to find a better athlete than Beer in the 2016 draft class, as he was a nationally renowned swimmer in the past. One who had the national record in the 15-meter backstroke for 11- to 12-year-olds. On the diamond, the Clemson commit, who played in the Under Armour All-American game as an underclassman last summer, has a very good bat from the left side. With wiry strength and power, Beer could fit the profile in right field well. His summer will start at the Perfect Game National Showcase this week. Next week. Austin Berger, right-handed pitcher, Windermere Prep. A very athletic right-hander is a solid position player. Bergner's future will be on the mound. He can touch the mid-90s with his fastball now, and just flashes an outstanding breaking ball. At 6'4", Bergner has room to add strength, with a ton of projection. The North Carolina commit will be playing in USA Baseball Tournament of Stars later this month, and he played for the 18U national team as an underclassman in 2014. Jason Groom, left-handed pitcher, IMG Academy. Originally from New Jersey, Groom went to Florida to play for IMG Academy. A projectable 6'6" left-hander, he has a clean arm and simple delivery here at Pete's Wall. Groom will throw his fastball in the 90 to 94 mile per hour range, and he maintains his velocity, so his strike sends a good feel for secondary stuff. The Vandy commit will also be playing in the USA Baseball's Tournament of Stars. Riley Pint, right-handed pitcher, St. Thomas Aquin High School. A 6'4" athletic right-hander, Pint can throw his fastball to the mid-90s and can reach back for more on occasion. The LSU commits a power curve that could be a plus pitch in the future, and he shows a feel for a changeup. Pint is a basketball player who hasn't thrown a ton in summer events previously, but he will teach you national with Beer. Blake Rutherford, outfield, Chaminade College prep. As an underclassman, Rutherford played for USA Baseball's 18U national team, and he will be joining Berkner and Groom in North Carolina to participate in the USA Baseball Tournament of Stars again this year. He really knows how to hit with a smooth swing to the left side of the plate. Committed to UCLA, Rutherford has some raw power and good speed to boot. Summer showcases, June 9th, Cape Cod League opening day, June 17th to June 22nd, Perfect Game National Showcase, Fort Myers, Florida, June 23rd to the 28th, USA Baseball Tournament of Stars, Cary, North Carolina, June 29th to the 30th, Breakthrough Series, Cincinnati, Ohio, July 22nd through the 21st through the 22nd, Breakthrough Series, Pirate City, Bradenton, Florida, July 25th, Cape Cod League All-Star Game, Warren, Massachusetts, July 27th through the 30th, East Coast Professional Showcase, Tampa, Florida, August 2nd through the 3rd, Breakthrough Series, Compton, California, August 4th through the 11th, Area Code Games, Long Beach, California, August 15th, Under Armour All-American Game, Chicago. August 16th, Perfect Game All-American Classic, San Diego. And we're going to move on here to how Cruz is an easy choice for the American League DH. Mariners started posting extremely strong numbers, leading Aaron Homer to playing in an extremely challenging ballpark in Seattle that is not easy to hit home runs in, and he is doing such. Alright, so just to, this is going to be our All-Star Game Debates of the day. We'll be doing daily All-Star Game Debates until 2015 Easter MLB All-Star Game Balloting until July 2nd. We will frequently be pitting one player against another and have a right where I make a case for one of them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comments can spark a debate for us to tackle, so let us know what you think. Mariners designated hitter and also right fielder Nelson Cruz was slightly behind in a bid to win the starting DH spot for the American League in the All-Star Game, according to the latest voting updated issue this week. But there should be no doubt that he should be the one. Cruz fell behind Kansas's Kendrys Morales, but does it matter? There's plenty of time remaining to vote, and Cruz has continued to put up the kind of numbers that should give him an eventual edge in the balloting against Morales. Cruz has shown in the past couple of years that he's one of the most productive hitters in the big leagues. After leading the majors with 40 home runs while hitting 271 to 108 RBIs last season in Baltimore, he signed with the Mariners this past offseason. Eyebrows were raised at the idea of a power hitter flourishing in the park with the deep dimensions of Safeway Field. Cruz signed with the Mariners last offseason, and eyebrows were raised at the idea of a power hitter flourishing in a park with deep dimensions of Safeway Field. Cruz hasn't been daunted by the challenge. He's in the AL in both home runs and OPS, and he's ranked with a third with a 326 batting average. Cruz is also tied for 6 in RBIs with 39. Unlike some power hitters who preceded him to Seattle, Cruz has not lost his touch away from home. He leads the majors with 14 home runs on the road while hitting 360. And he has done all that despite hitting behind Robinson Cano, who has struggled at the plate this season, hitting 238. Morales has had a good year. He is fourth in the AL with 41 RBIs, but he's hitting 287 and has 7 home runs, respectable stats, but they don't match up to those of Cruz. And Cruz has shown he can still play in the field. 37 of his 58 games have been spent in right field, where the vastness of Safeco has not been a problem for him. Morales has been the DH for all but one of the 57 games he has appeared in the season, making a single start at first base. Cruz has been an All-Star 3 times, including serving as the AL's starting DH last year. He has quietly answered all questions doubters had about him. An election to the All-Star game would be an exclamation point. You can vote for stars at MLB.com in all 30 club states, on computers, tablets, and smartphones until Thursday, July 2nd at 11:59 p.m. Eastern. For the first time, voting is exclusively online. Fans may also receive the ballot by texting VOTE to 89269 or 101010 or text VOTA for a ballot in Spanish. Messages and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages, no purchase required. Reply stop to cancel, reply help for info. Following the announcement of the 2015 All-Stars, be sure to return to MLB.com and cast your 2015 Eshawn's MLB All-Star Game final votes for the final player for each league's All-Star roster on Tuesday, July 14th. Watch 2015 All-Star Game live on Fox and join the game with MLB.com to submit your choice for the Ted Williams Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet via the 2015 MLB All-Star Game MVP vote. MLB.com will provide extensive online coverage of All-Star Week festivities. The 86 All-Star Game will be televised nationally by Fox and Canada by Rogers Sportsnet and RDS. And will arrive by partners from more than 200 countries via MLB International's independent feed. ESPN Radio Deportes will provide national radio coverage of the All-Star Game. MLB Network and SiriusXM will also provide comprehensive All-Star Week coverage. For more information, please visit AllStarGame.com. Today's starting lineups, June 12th. I'm about to say today's starting lineups have been made public by Major League Baseball's clubs. The lineup is not official until it is handed to the umpire. Additional lineups will be added as they become available. Cincinnati Reds at Chicago Cubs, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. For the Reds, batting first and playing left, Skip Schumacher. Batting second, even to Jesus. Batting third and playing first, Joey Votto. Batting fourth and playing third, Todd Frazier. Batting fifth and playing right, Jay Bruce. Batting sixth and catching, Brian Peña. Batting 7th and playing shortstop, Eugenio Suarez. Batting 8th and starting, and he's already started today, in the process of starting, Johnny Cueto. And batting 9th and playing center, Billy Hamilton. For the Cubs, batting 1st and playing center, Dexter Fowler. Batting 2nd and playing 1st, Anthony Rizzo. Batting 3rd and playing 3rd, Chris Bryant. Batting 4th and playing catcher, Miguel Montero. Batting 5th and playing short, Starlin Castro. Batting 6th and playing left, Chris Coogland. Batting 7th and playing right, Chris Norfield. Batting 8th and starting, Jason Hamill. And batting 9th and playing second, Addison Russell. Philadelphia Phillies at Pittsburgh Pirates, 7:05 p.m. Eastern. For the Phillies, batting 1st and playing center, Ben Revere. Batting 2nd and playing 2nd, Andres Blanco. Batting 3rd and playing 3rd, Michael Franco. Batting 4th and playing 1st, Darren Ruff. Batting fifth and playing right, Jeff Francoeur. Batting sixth and playing short, Cesar Hernandez. Batting seventh and playing left, Cody Ashi. Batting eighth and catching, Cameron Rupp. And batting ninth and starting. All right, fans, we have to get a break, but when we do come back, we will be going into how Cubs Crazy's debut versus Felix Hernandez tonight, and we'll be giving you 5 watchable lane spots for Johnny Cueto and more. Please stay tuned, and you do not want to miss it.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Your way in the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see
Inside Naomi, and now it's time for how Crazy Houston debuted tonight versus Felix. Large crowds expected for weekend series versus Mariners. Cubs Crazy experienced his first taste of life as a big leaguer. He clocked his first base hit, his first home run, and soaks up the luxuries of flying on the team charter for the first time. Crazy will experience another first tonight that he'll be able to enjoy with what should be a large crowd of his fans. Crazy, the 20-year-old who made his major league debut for the Astros on Monday in Chicago, will make his Minute Maid Park's debut tonight at 7:10 p.m. Central, with the Astros face American League Cy Young Award contender Felix Hernandez and the Mariners. I can't wait to be out there, man, Chris. The fans have been rooting for me, and they've been wanting me to get to Houston. And I can't wait for that moment to step into Minute Maid Park for the first time in my big league career and just look out in the crowd and brave fans we have in Houston. The Astros have lost 7 in a row and hold a tenuous lead in AL West, but they're hoping the arrival of Correa, ranked as the number 2 prospect in baseball by MLB.com, will energize the club. Through 3 games, the shortstop is hitting .333 with 3 RBIs, and he has looked like he belongs. His comments advertised and has handled it as gracefully as anyone could ask. Astros manager AJ Hinch said the balance that he shows is not being caught up by the moment. Shows his personality and his upbringing. The most emotion he showed for a couple of days is when he embraced his family. He's human. He's got emotions. He's excitable, but he's really mature for his age. He's going to face his first rough patch at some point. He's going to make an error. He's going to do things that aren't perfect. I'm not sure you could ask anything more out of him than what he's given us. The team is hoping to cash in at the box office, too. With the arrival of Correa, as well as the first weekend series with school being out, the Astros also have some promotional events centered around Father's Day during the homestand. They'll be on the road on Father's Day. The president of business operations, Ryan, hopes will provide a boost in attendance. Ryan said the Astros are expecting crowds of close to 30,000 for all 3 Mariners games. This week, we've been outpacing our daily sales every day with what we've been seen up to until this point of the year, Ryan said. How much is Correa? How much is schools out? How much is the Father's Day promotion? I don't know, but we'll take it. Correa will have an entourage with him in Houston. His parents, siblings, and his agent were in Chicago for his Major League debut, and he said he'll be joined in Houston by, among others, his personal hitting coach, defensive coach, trainer, strength and conditioning coach, and other friends from Puerto Rico. Team Correa is more than a one-man show. Components, we need to learn how to play baseball and play the game the right way, Correa said. Facing Hernandez, who's 9-2 with a 2.51 ERA, figures to be the next big challenge for Correa. He's already seen left-hander Chris Sale and up-and-coming rookie Carlos Rodon of the White Sox, and Hinch says it won't get any easier. And something about the big leagues, when you face a good guy every night, that's oftentimes what the players realize when they get here. If you can't train for that and can't prepare for that any other level than being in here, Hinch said. They have to experience it on their own as a player, and he's got a lot of resources in the clubhouse to help him. All right, now we're moving on to 5 logical landing spots for Cueto. When Joe Maddon got up to Wrigley Field on Thursday, he checked the Reds' lineup. Then he looked down the card to find their bench. That's where he saw the names of Billy Hamilton and Brennan Phillips. If players on the disabled list had been included, the Cubs' manager would have also seen Devin Mesorongo, Marlon Byrd, and Zach Kuzera. With Hamilton and Phillips holding their dreaded day-to-day status and the 3 others sidelined for a foreseeable future, Mets are without 5 regulars as they watch the Cardinals disappear into the distance. Not the ideal scenario to turn around the season that was viewed as critical given the impending free agency of ace Johnny Cueto, who is about to become the biggest name on the trade market if he's not already there. Even though the Reds came to Chicago, having won 4 in a row, losing Kozart for the season when he tore up his knee on Wednesday, maybe the development that forces GM Walt Jocketty to seek maximum value for Cueto, who appears beyond the Reds' budget. Everybody's important, but Kozart has a significant role, not just as a great defensive player, and off to a great start offensively, but he's just one of those fabric-type players, manager Brian Price said at Wrigley Field. Lou Carroll can go unnoticed at times, unless you're around him every day like we are, because he's such a solid guy. We'll miss him for his performance, but for what he provides us from a character standpoint, as well. All right, fans, we have to go to the 7-minute stretch. When we come back, it'll be time for closing statements and say something. You do not want to miss it, so please stay tuned in. All right, it's now time for Take Me Up to the Ballgame. All right, it's now time for the real viewing of the random part of the day. And he is Donny Cueto. That's random. On Monday, you can turn in calling at 516-666-999 with your guest for the random part of the day. And again, Will is not here today, but I will not be here all next week, so a little bit of feedback for him. Like, say something about the show. It's that, I mean, we're already talking about the 2016 draft, and the summer showcases are on, so we'll be talking about those when they go down, and we'll be talking about the Cape Cod League a lot in the College World Series. We'll be talking about that on Monday. And also, I like to say that the 2016 draft is already upon us. I mean, the 2015 draft is done for now, but we got to look forward to the 2016 draft, which is in about a year. So, obviously looking forward to the next game, and that's what we're looking forward to right now. I want to thank Jason Sense and Logan Oak from the planning and production of Inside MLB, along with MLB.com and assistance with staff used on the show tonight. You can tune in on Monday from 4:35 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the news edition. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Spector, and my co-host Will McElhaven, who cannot do the show today, is off due to Will McElhaven. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com with your questions or insights. Have a fantastic day.